With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Stumping in North Carolina, Donald Trump urging supporters to get out and vote.
I need you to do one thing. We don't want your money. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. We don't want. All we want is one simple thing. Get out on Tuesday and vote. Because we can't take a chance.
The former president says he wants to avoid cheating by his opponents, urging his supporters to vote.
Too big to rig. We got to make it too big to rig. We can't let anything happen. With your help, we're going to defeat Kamala Harris, and we're going to make America great again. We're going to make it great. We're going to make America great again.
Also at srnnews.com, politicians in Italy are calling for better protection of citizens' online data, saying that it has become a major concern and is extremely frightening.
The call follows a probe into a hacking scheme that allegedly breached law enforcement, tax authority, and other sensitive public data. According to prosecutors in Milan, the data of at least 800,000 Italians was compromised in breaches dating from 2022 by a private investigative agency that compiled dossiers for a fee on top Italian business and political figures. Prosecutors were still investigating which officials had been targeted.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani described the breach as, quote, a threat to democracy, while the opposition Democratic Party called on Premier Giorgio Meloni to address Parliament about data protection measures. After a rough start to the week, Wall Street ending the week on an up note, the Dow yesterday ahead 288 points. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
Sounds like an unusual question, but Lifeway Research has been asking it, and the good news is that the vast majority of Protestants who attend church, 92%, say yes, they do trust their pastor. The Lifeway poll goes on to reveal that men are more likely than women to completely trust their pastor, 93% versus 89%. Churchgoers with evangelical beliefs are also more likely than those without such beliefs to be trusting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers and officials in numerous states are trying to fix the ailing public school system with an injection of scripture. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters mandating school stock classrooms with Bibles. Louisiana passing a law requiring schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms. And the Texas Education Agency has proposed a reading curriculum including Old and New Testament stories. This is SRN News. Well, Britain's Conservative Party has elected Kemi Badenoch as its new leader, the first black woman to hold that office.
She replaces former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who in July led the Conservatives to their worst election result since 1832. Badenoch is a former software engineer who has pledged to rewire, reboot, and reprogram the British state.
That is correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reporting. 4 days passing since tsunami-like floods swept through parts of Spain, covering many communities in thick mud. The cleanup task ahead remains terribly long. The hunt for bodies continuing. At least 213 people have died. And 14 people have been killed when a concrete canopy crashed at the entrance to a railway station in Serbia. The youngest victim, a 6-year-old child. More details at srnnews.com.